Hello everyone, we're here and we are going to be telling you about what's happening this week. This week we have a very, very busy agenda consisting of interviewing the Moody House captain, Jack Pennington, and talking about the Moody House Charity Day that just happened, and maybe some football news.
Hello everyone, we're here with Jack Pennington, the new Moody House captain. So, how was it being appointed House captain?
Well, I was very happy at Prize Day when I was appointed the Moody House captain because it was a role that I wanted a lot. I also wanted this role a lot because it meant that I would get to be one of the 10 boys in the school council who work with Mr. Peck and Mr. Orpen Palmer.
How was it leading the House Charity Day last week?
Well, last week we had the Moody House Charity Week. Each boy took it in turns to take one penalty each, and the overall scores were added up, with the overall winners, of course, being Moody. Then it was the teachers' turn on Friday. Surprisingly, the teachers actually did very well, and most teachers scored their penalties, but once again, Moody won.
Are you pleased with how Moody has been doing?
I'm very pleased with how we've been doing because we have lots of house points and we did very well in the recent penalty shootout.
Great. And the last question, but the most important. What is your favourite lunch meal, Jack?
Well, it's pizza.
What type?
Pepperoni pizza.
Of course, that's one of my favourites as well. That was Jack Pennington, everyone. Thank you, Jack. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. We're back with Harry Smith, the first team goalkeeper for years 7 and 8. They're going to be interviewing about some questions of what recently happened in the Henke Shield. So, without further ado, Holly.
How was it playing as a goalkeeper in the first team?
I think it was a great honour to play in front of the whole school and many parents watching.
Cool, amazing. How do you think you did as a team?
So I think as a team we played well together, but I think we could have tried a bit harder to
maximise the outcome.
Yeah.
So how was it playing as the senior part of the school? Is it scary or is it pressurising?
It's there's quite a lot of pressure because we're the most senior team, so it will take like a lot of people like watching you and like 8-0, I think they watch over each match.
And lastly, what was the outcome of the match?
Sadly, we lost, and overall we lost the Henke Shield. But I think we did our best on a Saturday morning, in fairness.
Yeah. So congratulations to all the players that participated in the Henke Shield. Although they did not win, they tried their hardest, and we are grateful of that. Congratulations to the boys for being chosen as well.
Goodbye, and we'll see you later when we interview Mr. McLaren.
Amazing.
Hello, everyone. We're here with the Eco Captain, William Byatt, and we're going to be talking about the recent Eco trip that they went on Monday. And without further ado, let's get started.
And one quick question, Will. Where did he go on the Eco trip?
Went to the RHS Wisley, which is a very, very large garden. It's around 10 acres.
That's really cool. Alright, let's start.
So, how has it been the Eco Ambassador and one of the Eco Captain Emirates?
Well, being the Eco Ambassador is really fun because we have to go on trips with friends and other Eco Ambassadors. It's very enjoyable and I really enjoy helping the environment as well.
Cool! So, what did you do on the Eco trip on Monday? What do you think you can do to improve the environment in our school? Do you have any ideas so far?
Well, on the back of the ashtray, we could add some plants. Also, we could remove the wrappers for the sandwiches in the lunchroom.
And lastly, but most importantly, what is your favourite lunch?
Oh, my favourite lunch is pizza.
And one more question. Do you enjoy being Eco Ambassador?
Yeah, I really enjoy.
Were you happy when you were appointed the role?
Yes, I was. Because last year I volunteered to be one of the Eco Ambassadors, which is really
cool. Cool. Thank you, William. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Ropeby podcast, and I hope you tune in next week for the next episode.
Actually, not next week because it's half term.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for reminding me, Ollie. Happy half term, everyone, and we hope to see you again in 3 weeks. Very cool. Bye, guys.